This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
407 DGS, happy Monday. Someone was asking me recently who my favorite band was. And that's like a typical, you know, favorite color. But I really thought about it. Like, what makes someone your favorite band? The Beatles are my go-to, you know, really formed my appreciation of music. But I listen to Counting Crows more than anyone else. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, it's kind of a little kid question, but like, what really is your favorite band? Because if you said you can only listen to the Beatles or the Counting Crows the rest of your life, hands down, Counting Crows.
If I could only listen to one band for the rest of my life. I don't think I'd know that. I'd really have to dig in. And I hate to say this to be a Mark Closeian, but it might be Journey.
That's solid.
Yeah.
Yeah. I really like Journey.
What made you think of Hardee's on the break?
Because I follow Hardee's on Facebook, which the DGS family should as well. And they post the best looking pictures of their food. Oh my goodness. They posted a picture of their Southwest burger. I've been telling Andrew and Sue the entire break, like, look at this sausage biscuit. Look at this egg
Yeah,
biscuit.
I walked in on it.
It looked good.
Look at these onion rings.
If there's burger porn, you're in trouble. You're going to need rehab.
I don't know if I'm hungry, and Hardee's is awesome, but the combination right now is just, like, a beautiful thing. I'm, like, worshiping them right now. Like, look at this. Look how good that looks. There used to be a Hardee's downtown when I was an intern.
Where was it?
It was by the Hooters.
Oh, yeah. Right.
It's closed now.
I had a first-time experience at Hardee's over the weekend. You two Illinoisans know the Route 3 Hardee's very well.
Go there all.
And I stopped there to get lunch for Francis Glover and I. And I went to pay, and the lady goes, "You don't know anything."
Oh, someone in front of you paid?
Yeah.
That's so nice.
Isn't that cool?
Yes.
And I was so shocked by it that I didn't then say, well, let me pay for the guy behind me, which I know is kind of what you're supposed to do. She probably thought I was a dick. But I was just, like, so taken aback.
It's really nice.
Like you on your birthday. I was moved.
I should have, I wanted to say, like, and Dave, you're welcome.
And you know it's funny, too.
I couldn't even make that up.
No, you couldn't.
I've been salty lately, and I think we all have. Like, just COVID's made out. If you've made it through COVID and you're not in a worse mood, God love you. But it was hot. It's a hot morning. I'm going over there. I made the mistake of, like, going the wrong way and ended up somewhere I didn't want to be. And the guy in front of me, who ended up paying for my $17 worth of Hardee's for me and my mom, was, like, taking a little too long to pay. And
oh, there you go.
Oh, no.
And I didn't say anything. I didn't make any faces. But I was thinking, like, for the love of God, how hard is it to pay at Hardee's? And I get up there, he was taking the extra 60 seconds to pay for me.
It'd be funny if you pulled up and they were like, would you like to pass it forward? And you were like, how much? And they're like, $14.50. You're like,
nah. Can I round up? I'm really good at that.
No, it's never crossed my mind to do that. So from now on, I'm going to start doing that because I know how good it makes you feel.
Ooh, I've done it before at McDonald's, just trying to be nice. They were so happy. Like, it's so worth it. I'm sure once in a while people are like, whatever. But the woman I did it for was so ecstatic. It's also happened to me twice at the same Jimmy John's. There's a Jimmy John's here in downtown St. Louis, like in Soulard. And I'm pretty sure it was the same person who did it both times because they were in a big, like, white work truck.
It's a little creepy.
No, it was really nice. Felt really good. I felt like
a strange man in a big white van paid for my lunch.
Like a guardian angel was giving me free Jimmy John's.
Guardian angel in a big
white van. Sure, that's what it was.
I never get that. I always get like, sir, we're going to need to you to pay an extra $3.
The person in front of you said you'd get theirs.
Yeah. Person in front of you said, hey, that's on that guy.
That is indeed Seabass. What did you want to talk about? I forgot. You told me in the break.
Oh, I saw on KSDK's website this morning a very helpful article. 3 things to consider before engaging in an online argument. Ooh. Shall we go through them together?
Sure.
Okay. So obviously people fight on Facebook and Twitter a lot and fighting with family members and, oh my gosh, we used to be such good friends and then I saw their politics on Facebook and blah, blah, blah. Here's the 3 things you should ask yourself before engaging in an online argument. Number 1, ask yourself if it's worth it.
You shouldn't have to get to number 2 or 3.
I was going to say, it's usually no.
And it should always be no.
Number 2, be aware of the language you use in your post. If you name call or use an angry tone, you're likely going to get a response with much of the same. And number 3, speak with respect. Write as well and polite as you would if you were face to face with that person. Which is like sad that we even have to have an article like this, but it is a nice reminder. like ask yourself, is it worth getting in an argument? The answer should always be no. But then if you do it, just don't be rude.
Yeah. You know what? Something I thought of? Mm-hmm. Having grown up with sticks and stones, break my bones and all that stuff, rubber and glue, like I think we've never been more affected and driven by words. And it's probably social media the 24-hour news cycle and the whole thing we talk about all the time. But I just realized that that's really true. That I was watching a movie, and in the movie, apropos of nothing going on in today's society, the guy said, it's just words. They don't mean anything. And it was like thunderstruck, like, oh my God, that's true. It really doesn't matter.
Dave, I know you don't do the social media thing, but Rach and Sue, have you guys ever gotten in a fight online and like felt good about it?
No.
Like after it was over, it's like, boy, I'm sure glad I, yeah,
and
same
Sue's
here.
And Sue's always fighting.
Yeah, Sue, you can't.
On all the forums.
She's fighting right now. You should see the things she's saying.
Yeah.
Horrific.
Ooh, I'm a big old internet fighter.
I wouldn't say that to my worst enemy.
That's me.
And Sue's just throwing it around casually.
I just don't, I don't think there's any good that can come of it. And there's no point in it. And if you're going to argue with somebody like that, there's just no good ending.
Well, because ostensibly, I guess the ultimate goal is you want to change minds, right?
It's not going to happen.
No one's going to ever change their mind.
Right. You want to bring someone around to your way of thinking, and that's just not, more so now than ever, people just don't change their mind about what they think.
And the only way to change someone's mind is through reason.
Yes.
It's the only way.
Yep.
And even then, it's a real long shot. You can be as nice as pie and have a really nice conversation with someone and lay out the case. And I'd still say it's less than 10% chance it's going to have an impact. But when you go in yelling, I mean, come on.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
We're living in a weird ass time.
Oh, we really are.
And sometimes it just hits you. We're like the frog in the boiling water. Mm-hmm. And every now and then, I'll just see something or like, oh my God, what the hell is going on?
Yeah, I watched a bunch of like Karen compilation videos this weekend because one of my YouTubers did it. And it was fun at first. And then I realized everyone gets so emotional about everything. Like all of these videos of mostly women breaking down at the store and screaming at somebody. Like, why are you even this upset? It's okay. You don't have to get upset. We can choose not to. And it's funny you bring up the sticks and stones thing because I keep telling myself that, like, that's what I was taught as a kid, and it's like we all forgot it. It really is just words at the end of the day. Now, some language is obviously, you know, hateful, harmful, whatever, but you always have the option to not engage with someone instead of trying to take the words out of their mouth.
Yeah. Well, you're talking earlier in the office, which you can dovetail into this if you like, the whole I don't care party. But I agree. Like, I'm a mask wearer. I'm 80-90%. I'm not perfect, but I have my mask all the time. I wear it into places. But like I said, when I was in the county where it's the law now, everyone was in a mask at the grocery store. And in St. Charles County, where I live, it was 50%. I had no animosity toward the people without masks. Good. I had no compulsion to like stop someone or say like, why aren't you this? It's their business. I wish they would wear a mask, but for all I know, they have COPD and they can't. But even if they just have a different opinion, they don't trust the CDC or they this or that, or I shopped my groceries, I stayed away from everyone, and I went home. And I'll never see that person again. You know? It's just weird. We're just like, with all due respect to teenage girls, we're like a bunch of teenage girls where everything is drama all the time.
Yeah. Everything is the end of the world.
Yes. Yeah, we're just hysterical.
It's true.
And the thing is, we all are. Mm-hmm. It's not, in the olden days, I could say, look at the crazy right and look at the crazy left. Well, I'm just luxuriating here in the wonderful, warm, gooey center. But I'm crazier than I used to be.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Oh, I'm
more
crazier.
Ramped.
I'm so ramped, and I hate it. I'm actively trying to be less ramped. And yeah.
You
so
have to
weird.
Just to say yeah. the slightest bit normal. You have to fight it all the
yeah.
time.
Yeah, and I'll always hit a point where I'm like, I'm done. I'm not getting upset anymore. And then 10 minutes later, I'm more upset than I've ever been. It's a really stressful time to be alive. I mean, it was already stressful, and then the global pandemic thing happened. And then the past couple of months, just more and more pressure and tension has been building.
And think about it. Whoever you believe, because now Trump's going after Fauci and Peter Navarro today, it's like everything Fauci says is wrong. The battle lines are drawn. Trump is going to try to be reelected on culture stuff and on COVID response. It's either going to work or it's not.
Mm-hmm.
But between now and January, we're going to have this campaign. We're going to elect a president. We're going to have another inauguration for Donald Trump. Or it's going to be Joe. I mean, and COVID's showing no signs of going anywhere. What I'm afraid, I hate to be like Chicken Little here, but I'm afraid the next 6 months are going to be quote unquote worse than the last six. What I'm trying to do, and now it's like Stuart Smalley, but what I'm trying to do is just take control over what's upsetting me, because it's an exciting time the next 6 months. It's an important time. It's a dramatic time. There's going to be a lot of stuff to get pissed off about, but no one controls what I get pissed off about other than me.
There you go.
Yeah.
And so if tomorrow or Christmas Eve, I'm pissed, I'm just trying not to be.
Good.
Because all I can do more than most people because I have a show, although I have no delusions that I'm changing minds out there. But all I can do is vote. That's it. It's really
You're right. The
whole power I have. And no one sees that, and it's private, and it only happens once in November, so...
You can vote, and you cannot add to the mania.
I really do try.
Yeah.
Although I did almost punch an old man for honking at my daughter.
Well, that's different. That's a real thing. That's a real personal thing. I'm glad you didn't, but I understand why you got
I'm glad
so
I didn't, too, because I would have gotten in trouble, and I would have been in the papers, and I would have regretted it, but it would have felt great.
And how cool. I mean,
it would have
felt
great to punch another human being. I'm sorry, but it's true.
How cool would it have been? I mean, it would have been great. You would have been in the papers. We could have talked about it.
No.
It would have been awesome. I'd have been like, oh, this is, you know what I mean? Like, if I saw an STL Today article that was like radio host Dave Glover.
Yeah, that's happened before. Not with me, but
it has happened. And I would be like, yeah, get him.
I had to laugh at myself because I took a video. From the back seat, we went out driving yesterday. Nick got a new car, and Phoebe was driving, and I was in the back seat, and I was taking a video, and just like, life is good. These are my babies. They're growing up. They're great friends. We have a great relationship. It's a beautiful night. And 2 minutes later, I was flipping a guy off from the back seat and hoping he'd pull over so I could beat him up. It's the times we're living in, man.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 427. Dave Murray joins us. Hello, Dave.
Hello there.
So let me tell you guys a story. Over the weekend, I was listening to music, and I was playing this song really loud, and I'd had a couple of gin and tonics. And I said, Monday on the show, I am going to play the song in its entirety. And I'm going to tell people, we do not have to destroy. We can create like these geniuses. Now just listen to it. Like, I was like misting up. And I'm like, people will always remember me for this. This could be the pivot. This could be the moment. Some radio guy played Spread Your Wings and he cried. We've got to change it.
Wow.
And I was in. I've never been more serious about anything. And then I started to text Rachel and tell her about it. And I'm like, oh, she's going to crush me for this. Then I'm like, this is the dumbest thing I've ever thought of. It really was. My phone is in my hands. I hit R. And then I'm like, I can't tell her this.
You should have done that, but have it be like Mr. Roboto or something.
That would be hilarious.
This is what will fix it.
We built this city.
Baby elephant walk.
I was. I had that song cranked, and I'm singing along to it, and I'm hitting the high notes, and I'm just like, I owe it to the world.
That, but with the Macarena, and you're like dancing, like, if only the people could see.
Only telling my producer made me say, you can't do this. You can't even tell her you're going to do this.
You know who would hate this? Rachel.
Would you have stopped me?
I mean,
other than for sport.
I just let it happen now, didn't I?
No. It was nothing like what I was going to do. I was going to do a whole preamble and then play the whole song.
Oh, sure. Tears, were they throughout or just before and after?
You know.
Yeah.
When I think of myself, I cry a lot. So, yeah. Dave, how would that have hit you?
I'm going to bring you back to reality.
Okay.
Listen to the first four or five notes of that. And I thought it was Lady by Kenny Rogers.
Okay. Yeah, it is kind of similar.
All right, let's see.
Oh, we're going back.
That would have been okay, too.
Lady. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, really.
Yes.
Really close. Also, the other day I was pooping at a restaurant, and I was not drunk at all.
Uh-huh.
And the gambler was playing.
And cried.
During the time I was pooping, I was thinking, someone tell me how this isn't the greatest song ever written. And I'm not even a big Kenny Rogers fan, but I'm just like, there's so much wisdom in this.
It's the absolute best. It's a really great
song. It's so great.
Tony's about to drive into work right now. We're finally talking about the stuff that he thinks is important. Kenny Rogers.
The
Dave
genius
crying.
Of Kenny Rogers. Yes.
So, Dave, when does it get really bad?
Wednesday, I think, is tomorrow's the transition day. Tomorrow, also an anniversary, weather anniversary. The hottest day ever in St. Louis, July 14th, 1954. Want to take a stab at it?
Ooh.
Ooh, okay.
Actual temperature, right?
Actual temperature.
104.
Dang it, that's what I was going to say.
109.
Whoa.
107,
Why
Dave.
Why did you say it like that?
I don't know. I didn't
109.
I wanted to say it before you. I didn't know if we were still guessing.
I'll say 105.
115.
Damn.
Wow.
Oh, Andrew's looking pleased with himself.
A win. Kind of.
109.
109.
Dave Murray.
115.
And what does the hobgoblin say? 109. And does it break like once we get through the weekend?
Yeah, no, I don't think so. Yeah, tomorrow's the transition day. You're going to wake up tomorrow and you're going to go, hey, this is still pretty nice. Man. The afternoon, a little warmer, a little more humid, 92 for the high. That's still okay. Humidity starts to creep up on us. It's steamy Tuesday night, 75 for the overnight low. Wednesday's going to be a really weird day. It's going to be hot and humid, thinking 95 degrees, heat index over 100. But there's also going to be some thunderstorms around, especially in the afternoon, early evening. Some of them could be on the strong side. Where they hit, and it's going to be a little more than spotty, I think. It's not a big severe weather outbreak, but there will be storms around. And when they hit, the temperature will go from, let's say, 95 to 75 in a very short period of time. So temperature is going to be bouncing all over the place on Wednesday. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, it's hot, it's humid. Nothing more than a spot bubble-up thunderstorm each day. 95 to 99 degrees, the heat index 105 plus Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And again, I think this has got 2 weeks in it.
Damn.
2 weeks. Wow.
Good thing I'm heading to Colorado.
There you go.
I looked up
hot out there too.
The forecast.
Is it going to be nicer in Colorado, I wonder?
Of course.
Yeah. Well,
how high up are you going? How many gin and tonics you having?
Going to Keystone and Aspen.
It should be
cooler.
Yeah,
so you're going to be high. Yeah, you'll be high up.
Yeah.
It'll be beautiful.
Yeah, it's showing rain, but my buddy Scott that I'm going with who has a place out there says that they say that every day. So.
Yes, and here's the key out there. Thunderstorm comes up over the ridge, 5 o'clock every day.
Cool. I'm fine with that.
Hits about 30 minutes, gone.
Love it.
You're going to see some of the best lightning ever.
Ooh.
Neat. You get to do that on a motorcycle.
Oh, well.
Look at this. A bear opens the door to a house, walks in, and attacks the man. And there's a new species of shark that can walk on land.
No.
Also, speaking of Colorado, they have discovered some squirrels with the bubonic plague. Plague squirrels in Colorado.
Great. We thought this was a China-only problem.
They said squirrels.
Blackstone and Aspen,
okay.
I wonder.
All right, the land sharks aren't that bad. I looked them up.
They're not walking on like their back legs?
They look disgusting, but they don't look like your typical shark. They look like an eel.
Yeah, they do look like an eel. That's what stood out from what all he just said, too. Yeah, it looks okay. Very eel-like, yeah.
I hate him, but...
I don't
not as scary as I thought it would be.
I don't hate him.
I don't fear the land sharks.
No.
There's also a video floating around the internet right now, Dave, of a bear wielding some nunchaku.
Wow.
Yeah, I've got it pulled up over here if you want to see it. Step on over
look
here.
Look at him.
Bear wow.
Look at him nunchucking.
You know,
he's almost as good as you, Dave.
When you first look at that, I kind of went, oh, is that a guy in
a bear costume?
And that's a bear.
Then you're like, no, I think that's a bear.
That's straight up a bear.
They don't have thumbs. How is he chakooing?
It's called having skills.
That's troubling.
It is troubling. Although, if it is fake, they even did the flies flying around his head. So that was very impressive.
Okay, seriously. Murder hornets, bears opening doors. Land sharks, plague squirrels.
All the things going on with monkeys.
Yeah, that's a whole show. And now bears are using nunchucks. I feel kind of dumb. I mean, like, a year from now, when they're in charge, we're going to go like, Should have been the bear with nunchucks. We really should have done something then.
When the shark crawled up on land, yeah. Perhaps we should have been a bit more concerned.
When the bear turned the key and walked in, we...
But I will say, murder hornets have not had the impact that we had all assumed in April, right? Like, we all were like, oh, murder hornets. Like, they kind of gave us the impression that we would be overrun with murder hornets.
That's true, they did.
Yeah, they haven't had that much of an impact. They've been laying low.
You know what the bear really did, which makes it impressive, is that the guy left the keys in his car, and the bear was wandering by, saw the keys, opened up the car, pulled the keys out, walked over to the house, put them in the lock, and opened the door.
This is a reverse Goldilocks.
Wait a minute.
This key,
isn't it funny,
this
after
just right
40 line. Years of trusting Dave's voice, anything he says, you're like, oh, it must be true. He's a news guy.
That is a smart bear.
He had me up until...
It's even more worse than I thought.
Up until he inserted the key to the lock for the second time, I was like, wow, Dave really knows a lot about this story.
Everything up till then, you're like, yes,
uh-huh,
yes.
Okay, I can see that.
And? Man, I was at... My mom gets very few visitors, so when I'm there, I try to be very present and... talk and listen to her, but I'll be damned if she didn't have a Lifetime movie on, and it captured my imagination. And so
really
I'm
sucking in every time.
Oh my God,
Dave, you had quite a weekend.
I really did.
Really did.
Really did. Yeah. So I'm talking to my mom, and she's telling me things, and I'm like, but the whole time I'm looking past her with those crazy eyes you make. I'm like, she just told the crazy guy she doesn't want to date him. And then I went home, and I went to Amazon, and I couldn't rent the movie. I had to buy it. So I bought His Perfect Obsession for $4.99.
Oh, you crack me up.
What was His Perfect Obsession?
Yeah, what was it?
It was a not-so-attractive middle-aged woman. Yeah, but he loved her. So
who was in it? Anybody good?
I don't think there was anyone I recognized.
Yeah. In a Lifetime movie, probably not.
And her daughter was just blind. Like, it didn't really...
Yeah,
have anything to do with anything. It was just like, and she's blind.
To top it off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was.
As if she's not hard enough for her.
Yeah. It was almost like, yeah, this guy's going to kill me and I got scoliosis. You know, like. But so I'm telling you, it sucked me in.
So did you finish it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he owns it.
Did you start it from the beginning when you got home?
100%.
Okay.
Oh, you can't just, yo, wow. Look, I purchased the movie.
You had to reabsorb all the information. You might have missed something on that first skimming through.
Absolutely.
So. Thanks, Dave.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back, DGS 446. We talked to Frank Cusimano about an hour ago, but there's some breaking news. Welcome back, Frank.
Thank you, Dave. I appreciate the opportunity. The Cardinals have just announced that Jordan Hicks, their star closer, is going to opt out of the 2020 season. Oof. Now, Hicks, who may have the best right arm in all of baseball, Dave, he throws a baseball 105 miles an hour, is recovering from Tommy John surgery, and he may not have been able to pitch, you know, until August, but he also is a type 1 diabetic, and he has a pre-existing condition, and of course, he has the right to opt out and to get paid, and the Cardinals wish him well. It's just a combination of a lot of things. The recovery was not going quite as fast, and you just didn't want to take a chance on his health and playing baseball this season.
Do you, obviously you fear it. Do you have any reason to think that this could be the start of a waterfall effect with some of the Cardinals?
I don't think so, because everybody that's there, that was supposed to be there, is there right now.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they're missing maybe a one or two pitchers from the Dominican Republic who they should be getting word on this week. I don't think there's going to be an avalanche of guys opting out. I will say this, Dave, is, you know, the Cardinals have a great chance to win win the division, maybe go somewhere in the playoffs, but their chances have decreased because they're not going to have this weapon in their bullpen this season.
You know, Frank, while I have you, over the weekend, I don't like watching old sporting events. It seems dumb to me, but there was a 1984 game between the Cardinals and the Cubs at Wrigley, and I started watching it, and I was excited to see who came up next. And, oh, there's Tommy Herr, and there's Howe, and it just struck me. It's only been, you know, since 1984, but none of the guys were jacked, you know. Most of them look like normal guys, and it's amazing how the game has changed. Even the field didn't look pristine. Like, how much the game has changed in just that amount of time.
Oh, Dave, it's a great point about the field, too, because the Cardinals had that whitey ball team based on a lot of speed, and the story was in Wrigley that they would tell the groundskeepers to anticipate when the Cardinals are coming to town and make the grass as thick as possible. So, and the game you watch, by the way, is the Ryan Sandberg when he hit two home runs off Bruce Sutter. And Whitey Herzog said after the game, Ryan Sandberg is the greatest baseball player I've ever seen.
Wow.
You watched the right game.
All right, Frank, thanks for calling in. We appreciate it.
All right, guys, thank you.
Man, I'm an outlier on this, but I just don't feel like we're going to have a lot of sports this fall.
No, I agree with you.
Yeah, me too.
I really do think that's the beginning of... But you know what? I'm not a sports guy who's probably really wanting it to happen.
I mean, football?
Weren't they talking about pushing off even college football until the spring, which is very
odd? I think we're going to see a lot of what we're already seeing is that very quickly a lot of players are going to start catching it, mm-hmm. and then we have to send them away and isolate them. And those who don't, I mean, there's been tons of basketball players opting out and just saying, like, you know what? I'm not going to do it. Don't pay me, whatever.
To what degree... Because it's obviously a huge hot button about COVID and shutdowns, don't shut down, and, you know. But let me know what you think of this. I was thinking to myself, because none of us, literally, Fauci, none of us really know, you know, anything. And it strikes me that for my generation, because it's my generation kind of in charge right now, so I have to take the hit, have to take the credit and the blame. Like, we're operating based on what we think something should be. And it seems like a pandemic should last about 3 months. And once it hits 3 months, you're like, I'm done. That's what it seems like it should be.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this probably won't, like 6 months from now, we'll probably have a pretty good, have our arms around it, hopefully we'll have a vaccine. But what if it was 20 years? What if... the bats gave us something that we just couldn't crack. You know what I mean? I know that we would adjust. You have to or die. But I think there's something to that, that we just have a general sense for about how things should go, how long it should take to get over a breakup, how long it should take to heal a twisted ankle, how long it should take to this and that. We have no idea with this. It's a pandemic.
Well, we're very spoiled, so 3 months seems like an insanely long time. Whenever the shutdowns first started happening and these experts were coming out and saying, you know, you're not going to see the economy open back up until June, I was like, no.
Yeah.
It's going to have to open up before that.
Yes.
And I was just, I was so confident. I'm like, no, it's not going to happen like that. And here we are in July and some places still don't feel comfortable opening. It's not like the economy is just like bouncing straight back. We don't have any control over this. We think we have control over everything because our lives have been pretty great up until this point. Like, as Americans, we've had it made in the shade. And now something is happening that is completely out of our control and nobody knows how to handle it.
And you wonder why now? You know, I mean, for 100 years, we've had SARS and MERS and things, but those seem like babies compared to this. And just people have been eating bat soup forever, and wet markets have been there forever, and you just wonder, like, what was it about October of 2019 where this thing was just unleashed?
Yeah, it just happened. I mean, it's just, I think it's just a coincidence. It's one of those things that was probably going to happen eventually.
My understanding, too, is that Washington, D.C. was designed to intimidate foreign leaders. Mm-hmm. And that was making me think that just even downtown, walking, because Nick and Phoebe and I were laughing last night how none of us understand, like, how anything's made. And if we had been alive during the time that someone goes like, you know what we should do? We should build a bridge. And we're like, shut up, sit down. That's crazy. But you look around at all the buildings and like we're launching rockets and satellites. It just doesn't seem, it seems like we're the master of the universe. And it doesn't seem like some tiny little speck of a virus should be able to do this. You know what I mean? Well, and evidently people have been saying it, Bill Gates and different people, and oh, it's coming, it's coming, it's coming, but...
Man, George W. Bush was warning us against this.
Was he?
He created a task force when he was president because he read a book about like the Spanish flu or something and got very concerned. And you know, you're saying why now? It happens about every 100 years there's a major pandemic. So he saw it coming, put a couple things in place, and then obviously we've had two presidents since then. Billions of dollars get shifted around all the time. I wouldn't be, you know, I don't judge Obama or Trump for being like, why are we doing $4 billion to this pandemic relief fund? We're going to be fine and moving it around. So, you know, but we kind of did see it coming.
What do you guys think of the Catholic Church getting $7 billion from the stimulus? Did you know that?
A lot of money.
Is it one of the PP
yes.
loans?
Yeah. What the hell?
Yeah, there was so many undeserving, like... That went so many places that it wasn't supposed to. And I think a lot of people saw that coming because
you know
it's very easy to exploit stuff.
I do very well in my chosen profession, but I'm not one of the rich guys. And one of the differences, it really hit me. If I were one of the rich guys, I would have fought to get that PPE money. And I would have done whatever I needed to do it. That's what smart, rich people do. But I'm not. And so when it was, hey, we're going to do a stimulus, I'm like, oh, well, I'm not going to get it because I make too much money. But I never once thought I should set up a shell LLC and I should say that I'm this and I'm that. I 100% would have gotten that money. But I don't think like that. And it's one of the reasons I'll probably never be rich, because people who are rich think like that.
It's true.
But it's good that you don't.
Yeah,
a lot of people would argue that
you did the right thing by not doing that, Dave.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.